Okay, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea. This is Southcars, South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and this net is conducted under the guidelines of the Southcars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at southcars.com and for our digital operation at voip.southcars.com. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, call now, please. Hearing that, I am honored today to introduce our Santa Express special. This program will be highlighting the activities of the season around the world and will be moderated by Mrs. Santa Claus herself. Now, let me advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for future presentation. And there's no might because the recorders are already running. And any of the stations participating will be part of these recordings. Let me restart everybody's timers. Okay, I am proud to introduce everyone to our one and only Mrs. Santa. She joins us today, making this her seventh consecutive appearance with our Southcars operation, and we are very delighted that she is once again accepted. Allow me for a moment to give you some brief information regarding the Clauses. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very private people. Despite their very public roles, I am in a delicate position of knowing many things, and today I have been charged with being a spokesperson for the North Pole. After all, Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very dear friends. However, you know, it is a great responsibility. Everyone always asks the question, what is Mrs. Claus's first name? As far as a first name for Mrs. Claus, I've always addressed her as Mrs. Claus. There isn't a written rule about it on the North Pole, but nobody here would dare address her in any other form. Even Santa calls her Mrs. Claus, although every now and then he'll call her honey too. I think this is because Santa shows such care and respect for Mrs. Claus. He demands that everyone be polite around her and gets very upset when she has to intervene with arguments with the elves. Mrs. Claus is a very dignified and warm person. She is well-mannered and polite. And Santa always opens the door for her, seats her at the table, and makes certain that that she's dressed warmly when going outside. Because Santa treats her like a queen, the rest of us do too. Mrs. Claus will be our moderator today, but she will have the help of reporters around the world, our chief inventory specialists, naughty and nice checkers, and this year Southcars has been told that there will be some dramatic changes in which Santa will be operating, and further, some are only temporary, and yet others will be lasting. Let me recharge the timers. We are very happy this year that Santa will be back on the sleigh delivering packages. If you recall, last year he was suffering from an arthritis shoulder, and Mrs. Claus actually did the deliveries. In addition to these news, we have found that a complete update to Santa's operation and delivery system has been accomplished. And by the way, several dry runs have been conducted just this week. First, the reindeers have been put into a furlough condition. The sleigh has been outfitted with the latest technology of propulsion, known as hydrogen-induced rocket propulsion. And this creates a speed of over the speed of light. That is to say that it is faster than anything known to man. Remember, Rudolph was retired last year, but Rudolph Jr., with his intensified red nose, will be riding in the sleigh due to the fact that the sleigh has now been outfitted with a state-of-art GPS system. Rudolph's main job will now be the emergency backup. Stand by one, please. And let's see, and last but not least, it has been rumored but not yet confirmed that Santa's distribution and delivery system may be changing this year. We again will be utilizing the sleigh's new gyro system to lock directly over the chimney, and at this point the sleigh will remain in a hovering position. Drop a winch control line into the chimney, which will lower a bag full of Christmas presents, four small electronic robots along with Santa, who will empty the bag, place the presents under the tree, gather the cookies and other treats, and be pulled back up to the sleigh, preparing the situation for the next stop. Now, all should be aware that the sleigh is completely self-sufficient. That is to say, it can fly itself, be remotely driven, or Santa can override all systems and fly himself. The onboard flight and navigational components have been set up with terabytes of stored data. The entire flight plan has been loaded into the computers, and these machines have the capability of flying from location to location under all conditions that might be possible. Additionally, a bubble plexiglass top cover for the sleigh has been added this year. This makes things more comfortable for Santa when flying at 50,000 feet and at a speed over 186,000 miles per second. The onboard electronics have been updated to the current state of the art, and we are ready to go. So with all of this said, I'm going to introduce you to Mrs. Claus. And Mrs. Claus, thank you very much for making this the seventh year of your contribution to South Cars. This is Gordon, KY6V. Go ahead, lady.
Well, welcome everyone, and a very, very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Thank you, Gordon, KY6V, for your nice comments and your special introduction. I don't think Santa and I have thanked you enough for all you did and have done over the years to help outfit the sleigh with all those gadgets and upgrades and technological gadgets. I'm pleased to announce that Santa himself will be guiding the sleigh this year, as last year his arthritic condition kept him from the flight. Now Santa's job and Mrs. Santa's job just got easier this year. Along with all the other changes, Santa's head elf, which is Gordon, reported today to the Holiday Post that while the elves were sky testing out his new sleigh and equipment, the fog, the rain, the sleet, and the snow were so bad that it was really hard to see. When the elves heard this, they quickly set to working on a new gadget that lights up to help Santa locate houses from below. They call it the Santa Beacon. Today, too, the elves will be looking into every nook and cranny of the workshop to make sure every toy has been packed. Last year, I had to come back for the yo-yos, and we sure don't want Santa to have to make that extra trip this year. Using great care to take up as little space as possible, the sleigh-loading elves have stocked the sleigh with the supplies needed for their long flight. This includes things like a flashlight, a blanket, extra carrots for Rudolph Jr., hot chocolate for where it's cold, and ice water for where it's hot, and other beverages as well. People sometimes forget that Santa Claus flies through every kind of weather and climate as we round the globe, hot, cold, and even in between. You know, we need a favor, Gordon KY6V, chief of all the elves, and second-in-command Elf Gary. I know you both can handle most of the problems that arise at the North Pole, and we have discussed this from time to time. Gordon, can you check with Gary every once in a while and see how the elves are doing and whether disciplinary actions need to be put in place? Remember last year and the fights that happened. You know what happens when boys and girls get together. We need to make sure that the elves are on track in case more toys are needed for all those good boys and girls everywhere. So obviously I will be here at the North Pole also, but I fear that the duties at hand may keep me away from getting involved if there's any personnel problems. So Gordon, KY6B, can you give me your confirmation and then turn it to Mr. Gary, second in command, to see if all is well?
I'd be very happy to, Mrs. Claus. Thank you. I'm pretty well set. I'm in direct communication with the factory area at the North Pole on a second encrypted channel. So I'll probably be the first to know if something happens up there that shouldn't be happening. But we'll keep you posted, and thank you. And Gary, got to put some snow down on the ground, Tiger. KY6V, go ahead.
Well, it's KC2RMO, and here in in sunny, warm Syracuse, where, believe it or not, it's 68 degrees right now. Actually, I think it just picked up one. We're up to 69 right now, which places us warmer than Los Angeles. This is Syracuse on Christmas Eve, and it doesn't really feel very much like Christmas at all. So it's great to be here. Mrs. Claus, great to hear you. Great to be along with you guys tonight, or this afternoon. I have my personal liaison to the elfin community. Mitch the Elf will be feeding me some information, too. So we'll get feedback from that. So I think we've got a pretty good handle on what's going on with the elfin community right now. But so I think we've got that covered. Gonna be great to see how Santa is negotiating all this the task that's ahead of him with the millions and millions of girls and boys that are waiting so patiently for their Christmas presents. And I suppose there's a few kitty cats and dogs in there too. I know two here that'll they're waiting for their Christmas present. So we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO, and with a little help from Mitch the Elf, and we'll go back to you.
All right. Thank you both for your confirmation. I'm sorry, Mr. Gary, about no snow. But, you know, I think there's people in Florida that are happy there is no snow, and probably are slightly about the same temperature, but maybe they're a little warmer. Once again, everyone, Merry Christmas to one and all, and especially to all those boys and girls and ladies and gents of all ages worldwide awaiting the arrival of Santa. You know, welcome also to all of my team and Santa's helpers who will be assisting me today. This year, the Santa Express is making a few special stops. We're stopping at the International Space Station, and maybe we'll see Gordon there. I think he's up there. He's decided to move away from Hawaii this year, so we may be talking to him up there to deliver joy and happiness to all the astronauts and going to make a flyby over Mars, because all of us know future habitation is being planned on Mars, and we want to make sure landing is okay. Once again, this is Mrs. Santa Claus, and it is with the help of my good friend Kathleen, K6SUN, that I'm able to connect to all of you today. Kathleen and I right now are connected through Skype, and Kathleen is patching me through her system as the control operator. I know Kathleen is very active on South Cars and a school teacher and is on that very much needed 2-week vacation. And I hope she is enjoying the rest and relaxation. But you know what she gave me before she went on that vacation was that precious little kitty cat of hers, Miss Cuddles. And she is here sitting right next to me. So hopefully she's enjoying. You know, it's a shame that Kathleen can't be here because I'm sure she would have so much to contribute to the Christmas festivities. But I know she needs that much needed rest. So I know you are listening, Kathleen. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and have a joyous holiday. You know, Kathleen had been talking to both Santa and myself over the years on becoming ham radio operators and getting licensed, and we took her up on her offer of help. Her help, and of course that of Southcar's course material, is sure helping. It is sure such a pleasure to be your moderator today as we talk to all the boys and girls and guys and gals of all ages as we prepare for Christmas in each of our households. So before I go into some short stories about recent activities and ask for general check-ins from everyone everywhere, I want to introduce all of the Santa Express team this year who have been working in the background so diligently to make the Santa Express a success for everyone worldwide this year. So, at this time, let me introduce our background team. Though traditions may differ, the joy and magic of the holiday season is the same all around the world. We also have those stations available from different countries who will tell us how Christmas may be celebrated in their country, the status on the packages and letters from Santa, and don't be shy if you wish to contact with any of those teams. So let me start, first of all, by telling you about Kathleen, whose system I'm coming through, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and she is there listening. The next I'd like to introduce you to is Doug, N6NFF. He is our California reporter and elf, and he's going to talk to us about weather, maybe the crowd control, and anything he'd like to talk to. And gentlemen and ladies out there, I'm going to actually call on you right now just to give us a status report in your area. So Doug, N6NFF, tell us about California and how things are with the mood of Christmas in that area.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Claus. At least it's morning for me. Good evening or afternoon, whatever fits for the rest of you on the net. This is Doug, N6NFF. My South Car's number is Echo 1874. That's Echo $18.74. I'm talking to you from the capital city of the state of California, Sacramento, where we have cloudy skies and a temperature of 45 degrees. Everyone is waiting for Christmas to come, and they don't have long to wait. We'll deal with the crowd control issues first. Everybody has been behaving themselves, even on Black Friday. The reports of people getting out of hand at the stores was significantly down, for which we're very thankful. As far as the weather goes, most of California is going to be very quiet today, with the exception of the mountainous areas of California. Here in Sacramento, we're expecting a high of 47 to 54, with an overnight low of 38 to 45. Santa will find it very easy to get around here in the valley, but up in the mountains, it may be a little bit of a different story. Let me reset the timers. They are under a winter storm warning up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, so that's where Santa may find some difficulties tonight when he delivers presents. So he might want to use that new gadget that he has that will help him find the houses below him. As far as Southern California goes, they are expecting a nice day. As Gary reported, it is warmer in his locale than Los Angeles. The 8 a.m. Pacific time temperature in L.A. was 63 degrees. They're expecting an overnight low in the mid-40s, so Santa should not have any problems there. The Bay Area might see some snow in the Oakland and Berkeley Hills, though that snow shouldn't be all that much to worry about. So all in all, people here in California are ready for the jolly old elf himself to make his once-a-year visit, and all of us here in California sincerely hope that Santa has a very safe trip, and I'm sure all those new gadgets that he has aboard his sleigh will help him to do that. So I will turn it back to you, Mrs. Claus, and say Merry Christmas to you and everyone else on the net from N6NFF.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, N6NFF, for your report on the weather and conditions. And I want to wish Santa Claus and I want to wish both you and Sheila a very blessed day. And we want to thank you for being part of our team for the Santa Express 2015. And we just look for some continual reports throughout the session that we're together. So thank you once again. And I'm going to move on to the next part of my team. And this is Slav, UA3QGN, Julian, hopefully Serge. And I'm going to be talking to them from all the way to Russia, and hopefully they're there. I do see their radio club is connected. So at this point, Slav or Julia or Serge, would you like to come aboard and just give us maybe a status report? They are our Russia reporters and our elves. They're going to talk to us about their weather, maybe the crowd control, and anything else they want to talk about. So UA3QGN, if you're there, please come aboard.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Close. This is UA3QGN. My name is Slav, and I'm going to be an elf today. And Julia and Serge are not far from here. They are ready to take part in the Sound Express, too. And first of all, I would like to say Merry Christmas to everybody present and everybody who can hear us. And I would like to mention that Julia has cooked some very nice candies or cookies with honey and sherry inside. So I hope Mr. Santa Claus probably will taste them and enjoy the taste. Just a minute. Okay, about working conditions over here in Russia. We unfortunately don't have any snow, and the temperature is about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or rather unusual temperature for December. Probably in July it would be better, but never mind, the winter is coming, and probably Mr. Sun to ask some youngest kids, what do they think about Christmas? What do you think about New Year night or New Year holiday? And what do they wish to their parents? So there are three questions, and we asked a number of youngsters to answer these questions. So probably it will take a bit time, but I hope it will be okay. And so now I would like to pass microphone to another elf, Julia. She will be working as a translator of these answers. And the first question was, what do you know or what do you think about Christmas? Just a minute.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus and everyone. And now, what our children thinking about Christmas? Да. О. Да, блин.
Когда дарят подарки.
Что?
Посредине надо нажимать.
Ну ты мне дай в руки его, ты не вырывай у меня его. Что? When presents are given. That's a great holiday devoted to Jesus Christ. Baby Jesus was born. When I hear Christmas, I look forward, I can't wait. It's interesting to decorate house, to make a Christmas tree, to set an antithetical one. That means the year will end soon. I like go to church on Christmas. When seen there, I'm pleased to do it. Generally, Christmas is a good holiday for me. Have a present, decorate a Christmas tree, to help mom to tidy up my room. Christmas holiday is when it is snowing. Father Frost comes and gives presents to children. The God was born on Christmas. To sing songs about Jesus. And glory to Jesus. and that's all. Okay. Merry Christmas for everyone on South Coast and Mike to Slav.
Okay, thank you, Julia. This is UA3QGN, and I'm the elf, and I would like to translate answers about another question. The question was, what do you think about New Year? You know, in our country, for a long time, we celebrated New Year only, not Christmas, but now we can celebrate Christmas two times. The first is today, the first day today, and the second in 2 weeks later time. Okay, but anyway, now I would like to ask these kids, what do they think about New Year holiday? And they will answer, I will translate it. Just a minute. Okay, it is a big holiday or great holiday when Father Frost brings presents. Setting up Christmas trees. Okay, New Year for me is a presence under the Christmas tree and other pleasant things. And for me it's fireworks shooting. When you came home, there are some sweets. Sweets are waiting for you. Okay, I remember now. It's decorating balconies, different balconies. And we celebrate every New Year in the church. And I like most of all that at midnight we go to watch fireworks. Okay, New Year is like Christmas. We also have presents, decorated Christmas trees. Just a minute. Okay, again, we have presents, decorated Christmas tree, mom cooks tasty things. Okay, and we have sparklers. Mom cooks salads and I write a letter to Father Frost. That are answers to question, what do you think about the New Year? And next question will be, what do you wish to your parents, to your mom and dad? And another elf, which is UB3 Kilo Bravo Papa, Serge, he will help us to translate this answer to English. Just a minute.
Okay, hello to all in the Sound Express. This is Serge, and now I will read the phrases which kids are saying to mom and dad. First it will be at Russian language, and then I will translate it to English. Mom and dad are very good. I wish my parents happiness, health and love. Health and happiness, and to have obedient children. wish them to be happy, and that they love each other.
Let me refresh the system.
Okay, let me refresh the system.
Они были счастливы очень, улыбались.
Let them be happy and keep smiling.
Я хочу пожелать маме, чтобы они долго жили, ничего не боялись.
I would like to wish mom and dad to live a long life and don't afraid anything.
Чтобы у них, у папы всегда получалась работа. А у мамы, чтобы она могла за нами смотреть и успевать все делать, чтобы не ломалась машина.
For dad, let his work was always successful. And for mom, that she can manage to look after us and still has time to do other work. Он с того же места продолжит? По-моему, это не то. А здесь нет этой фразы.
Чтобы они очень хорошо провели это время.
Wish them to be calm and have a nice time. Okay, microphone back to Slav.
Okay, sorry for some technical technical discrepancies, but now we would like to show you the two most popular songs, most popular Christmas songs in Russia. And first is very familiar for you, I hope, and the second is this genuine Russian song. We'll probably try to help this little girl to sing it. Just a minute.
Jingle bells, jingle all my alibi, lift the one and
она росла и летом
зеленая была.
Зимой и летом черная, зеленая была. Okay, so it was not so easy, but I hope you got some information from our translations and from the singing too. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everybody. We in Russia would be pleased to have Santa Claus. We'll be looking to the sky. Probably we'll see him moving across the sky. So thank you. And now, Mike, to back to Mrs. Close. Hope you you were able to find out what we were talking to say. We were trying to say over here in Russia. Well, this is UA3QGN.
Well, thank you so much, Slav, Julia, and Serge, for being a part of the Santa Express 2015, and I got it all. It was so very special to hear from the children and to have it translated. And I hope that you and your family enjoy your time. And I know you do have two New Years. I remember that in the past. So unfortunately, we only have one New Year's here. But thank you so much, Slav and Julia and Serge, once again for helping us out this year. And from time to time, as long as you can be available, I will call back on you just to tell us maybe about some differences in some of the conditions. So thank you once again for being part of our program. And I was listening to earlier with Roger, W4RFJ, hearing, unfortunately, that he was at work. But I'm going to make a call out to him and see if he would like to just come aboard and be recognized and tell us maybe how the conditions are at his place of work. If not, maybe we can catch up with him a bit later. So, Roger, W4RFJ, I want to thank you for being part of our program and for everything that you do. Let's see if we can get you to transmit.
Oh, righty then. Good afternoon, South Cars. I mean, Santa Claus Express. Lord have mercy, Mrs. Claus. I got to tell you that I'm still here at work. The Admiral's called me 10 times this morning to tell me to come home. You know, the grandkids are coming over tomorrow, and we got to get things ready for Santa Claus's visit. And got to tell you, I've been talking to some of his elves that run around, old Melvin and old Marvin. Marvin wears plaid, and Melvin wears stripes. And so if you see him running around, you wave at him for me and for my grandchildren, Xavier and Haley. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a very, very, very Merry Christmas and most of all, a Happy New Year. I guess I'm about done working here. I'm still riding along and listening, and thank you very much, Mrs. Claus, for allowing me to jump in and say good morning. It is morning, isn't it? Oh, wait a minute. It's afternoon. See, I'm a little confused. This new job has got me all stressed out. Well, anyway, back over to you, Mrs. Claus, and you give Santa Claus a big hug from the chief, okay?
All right. I will do that most definitely, Chief, when I do see him. It's going to be a long time before I see him. But I'll be checking shortly with the person who is riding right next to him, and he's going to give us a report on how things are going up there. But I want to thank you for being here. Shame you have to be working, because I'm sure you'd like to be at home just busily getting ready for those youngins and to help that XYL as well. But from time to time I'll call on you. Maybe you can just give us an idea on the weather conditions, because it looks like weather all around the country is a little bit unusual this year. So before I go on to the next Roger, maybe you can tell me how long do you think you'll be there? I think you said you're on your way out. How long you have to maybe work there? Maybe just give me a status report on what the weather is there.
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask. Actually, we're reporting temperatures in the 70s, the mid-70s this afternoon. We are overcast, and we do have a chance for a heavy downpour from time to time. It's not a rain out, but, you know, Rudolph Jr. is going to have to do some guidance between those storms to skirt around them. But I don't think it'll slow the man in red down. I think it'll be smooth sailing, and he should be able to navigate no problem. If things get worse, I will definitely jump in and let you know. I'll be leaving here shortly, but I am listening on my portable system here, and we're linked in through some really neat equipment. You were talking about upgrades, so we're keeping a close eye on Santa Claus's position, and we're definitely going to be giving out reports if anything turns awry. So, Mrs. Claus, back over to you. 73 to everybody. It's a great pleasure to hear the voices of all my many friends via South Tars and the Santa Express. This is W4RFJ in Philadelphia. See ya.
All right, super on your weather and on you leaving work soon. And it's always a pleasure to hear you wake us up in the morning saying good mornings to Santa Express. Come back in when we call on you again. Hopefully you'll be home at that time. So, this is Mrs. Claus coming through the K6SUN system. I am now going to call on my second in command. He's from New York, Syracuse. He's also one of the chief elves, not the senior elf, but he's a chief elf. He's going to tell us about weather, maybe crowd control, maybe anything else he'd like to report on, because I see him bouncing in and out here, and maybe he's having a problem. But let me call on him and see how things are going in his area. This is this is Mrs. Claus again calling KC2RMO.
And this is KC2RMO. And hello, Mrs. Claus, again. Kind of a crazy day here, along with the very warm temperatures that we're having. We're having some pretty high winds. We were getting gusts between 30 and 50 miles an hour out there. So I'm not sure what's been going on, whether that had to do with me disconnecting or what. But it's a very strange Christmas Eve here in Syracuse, I'll tell you that much. Now, one thing, you know, everybody's got their own little Christmas Eve traditions, and I can tell you what my darling wife Stephanie and I are planning to do tonight. We'll be heading off to church, and then after that, our Christmas Eve tradition is to hit up a local Chinese restaurant. Because I love Chinese food, you know, and it's kind of like a great thing that we do every Christmas Eve. So we'll be chowing down on Chinese food, and then we're going to come home and open a couple of presents. We saved the other ones for Christmas Day. Let me just buy a nickel. So that's our little tradition here. Decorations this year, I kind of wanted to touch on that. For the first time this year, I've changed my decorating scheme a little bit, and it worked out pretty well. We've got, you know, some spiral Christmas trees, and I've got a, this is outside, we have a garden decoration that's kind of like, it's like this metal tree of life thing. It's like, but I decorated it with Christmas bulbs, and it looks really good. So we had that down at the garden at the end of the driveway. So it looks nice when you're greeting people. But next year, the decoration that I want to have in our picture window that overlooks the street here on Tasia Ave, I want to get a leg lamp. I want that leg lamp in the window, just like the one in Christmas Story. And if I can't get that, I'm thinking of maybe putting like a picture on a computer screen, you know, and just sticking that in the window before Steph kills me. Anyway, off to my right here, I just wanted to introduce a fellow that will be hopping in and out as the net goes by. Mitch the Elf is here in the studio with me, but I do want to buy a nickel first. So we have Mitch here, and just to give you a little description of Mitch, he's not your typical elf. He is elfin in stature, of course, but he's kind of a surly elf. It's like he's got a pack of camels rolled up in one sleeve, and he can look a little menacing from time to time, but he's really a good guy. Mitch, you want to step over to the microphone here and just say hello to everybody?
I'm coming. Hold on. Hello there, South Cards, and hello world. This is Mitch the Elf. I will be assisting KC2RMO in his endeavors this afternoon, and hopefully the rest of the elves will stay behaved, and neither Gordon nor myself will have to become involved. But it's nice to be here, and even if I have to work with this guy. We gotta change that.
You just go sit down, please. All right. Thank you. I'll call on you when you're needed. Okay. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And hi, Mitch. Glad to see you or hear from you. And let's hear from you often on how Mr. Gary is doing there, because we got to keep him in line from time to time. But when he talks about Christmas decorations, I just want to explain my good friend Kathleen and Gordon, they changed their decorations this year too. Their home is blue in color, and their lights are blue this year. But instead of putting the poinsettias inside, she decorated them outside. And it was the picture she sent really looked neat this year. So I wanted to comment on that. And I wanted to comment to Slav and his family, if they're still listening, about the candy that Julia is making. Well, Santa can have the candy, but I've decided to put myself on a protein diet this year. So I usually may just have those smoothies with those nice proteins and fruits and vegetables. And I try to stay away from all the candies and the sweets and, you know, the pastas and that type of stuff. But Santa will surely enjoy that. Okay, with that, I'm going to go out onto my next. He's a very important part of this program because he is actually the co-pilot there with Santa. And he's going to be able to tell me how Santa's doing. And give him a big hug and a kiss for me, George. But tell me how things are going up there with Santa and delivering packages and the sleigh and, you know, Rudolph. And, of course, tell me how busy you are. So I'm going to throw it over to you, George. N-O-7-O. This is Mrs. Claus.
Well, hello, Mrs. Claus. And it is such a pleasure to be with you this first year. I'm able to be with you here, and I'm so grateful for your hospitality of being on the sleigh with Santa. Santa's doing very well. He's now delivered over 2 million presents there, or is it billion? I have to get the maybe Gary can fill me in on that a little bit. It's been kind of busy in the sleigh here. It's a very comfortable room temperature inside the sleigh. Of course, can't really give a temperature because we're all over the place here. Santa is really, really busy doing a good job. He says hello to you as well. Let me reset timers here. We did have one little hiccup overnight last night in the dormitory for up at the North Pole for Santa's co-pilots and elves. The power went out between about 11 p.m. Eastern time and about 1:30 a.m. and or 2:30 a.m. somewhere in there, and kind of a little bit nerve-wracking about whether the power would be here today. I'm pleased to report, obviously, that it is here, and that meant that the sleigh, of course, I think we borrowed some power from the sleigh's hydrogen fusion reactor there. Maybe engineering can fill in a little bit more about how they got the power back and the recharge going from the sleigh there. So Mrs. Paul's just delightful to be there, and Santa says be sure and tell you that he sends a couple of extra hugs and candy canes and chocolate kisses along for you from him as well. So back to you, Mrs. Claus, and this is N-O-7-O.
Well, super, George. I'm glad that everything is well up there with Santa, you know. In years past, he's either been under the weather or arthritis, and, you know, it must have been all that healthy food I've been feeding him all year long that he is in such great shape up there. And I'm so glad for that because he's missed delivering the packages, and he's missed being able to fly up there. He's been stuck at the North Pole for several years, so I'm glad that he's doing so well. Keep in touch, and from time to time, let me know how he's doing, because I'll be throwing it up to you throughout the program just to see if things have changed or maybe there's some news you'd like to report. So I'm going to call on a nice young lady, Miss Rebecca, KV4QX. She's one of our naughty and nice verifiers, and she's our Georgia reporter and our elf. But I want her to report to us. She's also our medical advisor. So, George, if you have any concerns, you may want to call on Miss Rebecca to see if she can give you any advice. And she's also going to report to us on just about anything in Franklin, Georgia, or the area. So, Miss Rebecca, please come aboard. Thanks so much for helping us out again this year.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. Well, we'll start off with giving a quick weather update. Pretty much as the rest of the country is reporting with the nice warm weather, we do have the warm temperatures pretty much staying in the 60s and 70s. But what you need to watch out for is we got a path of stormy weather that's coming from the Gulf, and it's going to leave the country south of in New York. But as it's coming across the state, we've got some areas that watch out for some flash floods. And severe thunderstorms. So just be careful when you hit our areas. You may hit some stormy spots there. All right, and it's very interesting looking at our naughty and nice list. Let me give you an update on that one. Looking through the nice, far nice girls, and looking at our, let me just let's see, our top 10 nicest girls. Just looking at the names, and very few of these names hit the naughty list. Anna, Courtney, Millie, Mia, Grace, Bethany, Lily, Ella, Ellie, and Laura. Very few of those hit the naughty list ever this whole year. They all have some challenging moments, of course. That's part of being a kid and growing up. But they didn't make the naughty list very often, and when they did, they were quick to get off of it. And our best boys, I'll give you those right quick. Our best boys, Harry, Ryan, Ethan, Lewis, Ben, Adam, Nathan, Oliver, Dylan, and Benjamin. So they stayed on the nice list a whole lot better than our naughtiest boys. The ones that had the boys and girls that had the hardest time getting on the nice list and staying there. Now granted, there's some individuals that have these names that do an awesome job. But overall, just by looking at the name, these are the ones that had the most trouble. Those boys, Joseph, James, that includes my Jim, Joshua, Luke, Samuel, Matthew, Daniel, Mohammed, Owen, and George. And the girls? The ones that had the most challenging time, Leah, Eleanor, Jasmine, Abigail, Olivia, Holly, Georgia, Chloe, Amelia, and Shannon. So, that gives a quick overall update of the best and the most challenged kids we've had this year. This is Rebecca, KV4QX. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Rebecca, for sharing those names. I'm glad Kathleen and Gordon and most of ours were not on that either good or naughty list. But Jim and George, you know, they're part of our team here. So hopefully most of the time they've been on the good list and maybe just a little bit been naughty. So thank you for sharing that, Miss Rebecca. Thank you. Both you and Jim, and I'm actually going to call on him next, for being part of our Scent Express again this year and taking the time away from your busy schedule to help us out and to check that naughty and nice and inventory from time to time as we work through the program. So at this point, let me call on Mr. Jim, KV4QY. Jim, were you on that naughty list a little bit this year? Tell us how things are going in your area. You're also going to talk to us about the naughty and nice, maybe the inventory. And just tell us maybe we heard about the weather or anything you'd like to share with us. KV4QY from Mrs. Claus, coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November system. Tell us about Georgia.
Well, this is KV4QY. Mrs. Claus, ago. I was down there in the naughty bunch, but I wasn't far down. I wasn't as far down as George. You know that. I'm about second down, I think it was. So, I wasn't far down as George is. But, anyway, now the weather is kind of very warm. This is, I don't know what these folks do in Florida, but we have trouble up here with Santa because Santa's sleigh normally likes snow, of course, and so I got to looking around to see if I could find out what all takes place. And there's somebody come out with a song about it, believe it or not. It says, if it doesn't snow on Christmas, how will Santa get around to us? He's down on his way to town, but they let him ride the bus. I've written a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain, but I'd really feel much better if I could ride a train. People say he has 8 reindeer for the sleigh driving here, but how will he go if it doesn't snow? Oh, Christmas this year. So, that'd give you something out of the meditate on. I know they got it all worked out down in Florida, but we in Florida. We up here in this here Yankee State. And we're not normally cursing those 75 degree weather for Christmas. So, we might ask the people when they come on, how does Santa do it in your area when it doesn't snow on Christmas? KB4QI, back to you, Ms. Claus.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jim. And actually, this year, the sleigh with Santa is quite a bit different. We don't need the reindeer. And I'm not sure, but I think Rudolph Jr. is actually there in case there are problems. But it's a motorized this year. So your answer to that, George or Jim, would be that it may have wheels, that it can ride on all that grass, you know, pavement without snow. It probably has you know, things that if there is snow that we can ride along. And soon I'm going to talk to someone. I'm sure that there's probably snow in his area. Maybe he can comment on that. But, you know, our sleigh this year is just set up so that it can do just about anything, whether it's rain, sleet, snow, or just 70, 80 degree temperatures. And at some point, I think we're going to share that with you. But it looks like I have a comment from my second in command, and that's KC2RMO. Let's see what he has for us before I move on. KC2RMO, what's your comment?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. I just wanted to comment on Jim's little bit of poetry there. Of course, that's the old Gene Autry song, If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas. And it's funny because I actually, because of the situation here in Syracuse, pardon me, I had actually posted that on my Facebook page. But what I wanted to point out was that if you do go, just search on KC2RMO, it'll get you there, on Facebook to my page. Pardon me, But that's better. Sorry about that. If you do that search, okay, I got really lucky and I found this amazingly clean copy of that from the 78. And it's probably one of the best examples of the sound that you can get from an RCA 44 ribbon mic that I think I've ever heard. It's just absolutely right on. So if you have some decent speakers on your computer, it's a little audio treat for you. It's a little audio Christmas present for you. But that's all we've got for right now. We'll go back to Mrs. Claus. This is KC2RMO.
All right. This is Mrs. Claus. Once again, I'm going through Kathleen's system, K6SUN. And as I continue talking to my team, we've had quite a team this year, and I wanted to take the time before we continued on to actually have them share things in their area. And my next one is Daryl. That's VR1UKZ. He's in Newfoundland. Now, there's got to be snow there. So he's also the computer and digital advisor for Santa Claus, and so if there are problems with NO70, he's going to be calling on Mr. Daryl to help out. But he's also one of our elves, and he's going to talk to us about his area, maybe what's happening in his area, the conditions, what the people are doing. And maybe he can report to us on Santa Claus in his area, how he got around if there was nice weather. But I am sure he has snow. So VO1UKZ, if you're there, now's your time to come aboard.
Well, good afternoon to you, Mrs. Claus, and everybody listening on the net here this afternoon. And it's a pleasure to be here for sure, reporting from Newfoundland. Hopefully my audio is clear enough here today. I've got the tablet taken out of the case. I know when I put it in the case, it makes the audio a little more muffled with the microphone, so I've got it taken out. Yeah, we actually do have snow. We had gotten about 35 centimeters. We had one major storm already this winter, and that was back a couple of weeks ago. And then that all went away due to some warmer temperatures and rain, but the temperature right now is -3 degrees Celsius, so it is below the freezing mark. So anything else we do get, in addition to the snow we got yesterday, we got about 15 centimeters on the ground, so it's, that's about 4 inches or so. So there's definitely enough snow on the rooftops there for the sleigh. No need for the wheel attachments or anything like that. So all of that is really good from here this evening. In regard to the track and Santa and everything this evening, we've got several systems set up, of course. He has D-Star equipment aboard the sleigh this year and is able to be tracked via APRS, so we're on top of that one. And we've got a direct link to his connection as well over in Scotland to see how he's doing when he crosses through Europe as well. So we've got a number of systems we're monitoring up this way in the digital side of things. And of course, you can check out reindeercam.com as well and see what's happening with the reindeer and all of that. So we'll be listening through here till the end of the program, and we'll pop back in from time to time. Back over to you, Kathy K. Or sorry, Mrs. Claus, through K6SUN. This is VO1UKZ.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl, for being part of our program. I think this is your first Santa Express, so we really appreciate all of your help. But I'm sure glad you have some snow. It's really a strange year this year. And, I think Santa and myself and our engineering staff really thought there would be a little problem with snow. That's why we went into all those improvements. And at some point, actually, I'm going to be calling on Gordon here shortly, KY6V, and maybe he can share something about the gadgets, or maybe just how things are going, because I believe he's on the International Space Station. But before I call on him, let me go all the way up to Maine and pick on our reporter, on an elf in that location. That's Mike, WA1NXI. Now, he should have some snow, too, because I know he was doing a lot of cutting of wood, and he was doing that in preparation for all that snow. So maybe he can tell us how things are going in that community, how things are going in his household. because if I recall, he has a lot of grandkids, and so he's probably really going to be busy with spending time with them and just anything else he can talk to us about. So, WA1NXI, tell us about Maine.
This is WA1NXI. Elf Mike here, Miss Santa. The weather here is actually warm. One of my sons showed up on his motorcycle, so there you go. Santa won't have no trouble with staying warm, but he better put the wheels on for the landing. Oh, I do have a lot of grandchildren. Kathy, I have 9, or Miss Santa, excuse me. And they all will be here tonight to open presents so they can have their own Christmas tomorrow. And as far as crowd control, it's quiet downtown, and the police are out and in a good mood. I pulled into the sandwich shop to pick up today's lunch and pulled right up to the front door. I thought I got lucky at the busy store. And when I pulled into the front door, it just happened to be the Maine State Police inspection sticker sergeant. He's in charge of all the inspection sticker stations and stuff. And of course, my sticker was due in July. I hope that doesn't get me on the naughty list there, Miss Anna. But he was very nice about it. He asked me about it and pointed it out and told me the next time he sees that truck, it better have a sticker, and I assured him it would. So the Maine State Police have the Christmas spirit, so Santa's all clear to put the hammer down, and you should use some caution here. Kathy, I'll break for a minute, because it is warm, but also been raining, so there's a lot of fog, so make sure Santa gets that report also. And I'm going to just throw out there that I was very impressed with Slav Station over there in Russia with the reporting and with the children there. That was really nice. I enjoyed that, and hope Slav's still listening, but if not, I'll pass that along at a later date. And I hope Mitch wasn't listening and put me on the naughty list, because that wouldn't be good. And with that, I'll hand it back to Nat, and hopefully I didn't miss anything. WA1NXI, back to Mrs. Claus.
No, that was fine, Mike. And I actually wanted to call on the people that have been helping this year with the naughty and nice in the inventory and just being there first. I thought that would be a little different than I've done in the past, and just to recognize each and every one of you. And yes, I enjoyed Slav's presentation. And usually we call on the stations individually to come up with reports, but I thought this would be a good way to do it in case by some chance you had to leave and you couldn't give us that report. The only person I'm sort of missing today is Mr. Robert, Mr. Scotland. I was hoping he would be here, but something missed have come up. But at any point, those who've already talked, I will be calling on you at some point just to see maybe what your desires for Christmas are and see if you're on that naughty or nice list and see if we have any of those gifts that you desire in stock. So let me call on one other person here before I go back to Gordon and call on him, and that is Fred, K2HA. Now, he has 2 locations, but right now he's in Pennsylvania, but he's also going to be heading to Florida. So he's our reporter and our elf in both those locations. So maybe he can tell us, he's also our guidance counselor. So maybe he can report on anything that's happening in his area, maybe some of the activities that he's been participating in this year and things that will be coming up, I think, later today. So, Fred, what can you tell us about your area? I think it's Havertown, if I'm correct. How are things going there, preparing for Santa's arrival? How are the decorations? How are the children? How are the adults? Or just anything else you'd like to report on. K2HA, please come aboard.
Ah, very good, Mrs. Claus. Be glad to report in. Yeah, we've been checking out here in the Philadelphia area. We're in Havertown, about 10 miles outside of Philadelphia, Center City. And we've been checking the satellite stations to see about whether there's the satellites are up and running so they can track Santa's modern sleigh. And I was good. Let me just check in to see if they, they're working, okay?
Okay, Fred, I heard, I think that was the satellite you were talking about, but I didn't hear anything more from you. Would you like to continue?
Yeah, that was for the satellites. And tonight, we're getting ready for three celebrations with singing and the church and 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And, you know, as a pastor, one of my traditions on Christmas Eve is after the 11 o'clock service, I collapse. And I am just very thankful that it's over. And in Florida, we had so many international visitors that we also did a service on Christmas morning. And people who went to Disney World and all they just came to our service because that's the European tradition, Christmas Day. And so peace and blessings to you. I'll keep on tracking the satellites. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, super, super, Fred. You're going to have to get some rest this afternoon if you have that many, and I think it's to do with the singing. You're going to have to really get some rest so that your voice will be all set for the singing and for the productions you'll be in. But, you know, Mr. Santa Claus and myself really want to thank you for being part of this year. And I understand from South Cars that you're also, as well as a lot of others, a major part of South Cars. And but we do want to thank each and every one of you for helping out. But I'm going to call on my last helper, and he's a major helper for us. He's the senior elf, and he's the senior bottle washer, and he keeps everyone in track. And, you know, he's just a very valuable part. And so I wanted to save him for last. So, Gordon, KY6V, maybe you can just report wherever your location is and tell us how things are going, maybe how your year's been going, anything you want to report on, because you're the last of my helpers. And thank you so much for everything you do. KY6V, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. You know, actually, the bottle washing is the toughest job of the whole thing. I'm reporting from the International Space Station and joined by the astronauts manning the station. And I'll tell you, is this a pleasure? This is the first time I've been up here. It is just grandeur. It's enormous to think of how they put this thing together piece by piece. It's just mind-boggling. But at any rate, we are currently in orbit around the Earth at an elevation of about 250 miles. Our speed is that of 17,150 miles per hour, which means that we're circulating around the world about every 92 minutes. The crew that I have joined today are just simply terrific people. They are warm, friendly, humorous, full of excitement for the season. You just can't say much more. Conditions here are somewhat cramped, but tolerable. And the weather conditions are good if you consider the outside temperature to be on the sunny side a plus 250 degrees Fahrenheit, or 127 degrees Celsius. Now, when we get around on the dark side of the orbit, the temperature goes to a minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit, or a minus 157 degrees Celsius. There is rain in sight, however, but I will say it's 245,000 feet below us and close to Earth. With that, we'll return it to you, Mrs. Claus, with the best of Christmas wishes from myself and the crew of the ISS. Mrs. Claus, go ahead, please.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for reporting from the International Space Station. And in years past, you've actually been in Hawaii sharing with us about what everything happens over there. So that's a special treat that you're able to go to a different location. You know, everyone everywhere is because of all of the support of these stations and individuals that our Santa Express this year is always, and this year especially, such a success and every year. I want to thank each one of you for helping me and Mr. and Santa Claus out this year. So, I wanted to share a story with everyone, but first, let's see if we have any general check-ins from anyone, anywhere, before I share this story and before we move on with the program. So, are there any general check-ins that would like to come aboard? Maybe tell us what your is on your wish list, maybe something about your location. And let's see if you may be able to get that wish come true from the elves this year. So any check-ins, and this also includes my helpers. Anyone anywhere like to come aboard?
Mrs. Claus, I think I just heard a rocket go by. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I sure would, Fred. And who knows? I don't think it's Santa, but maybe, who knows, he may be going around in circles. Yeah, let me hear it. Well, Fred, I didn't hear that rocket. Maybe it got by you too fast and you couldn't record it. You want to come aboard and share it with us?
Sure, I'll be glad to do that. Let me see if I can get that microphone out the window.
Super, Fred. It must have been. We'll have to actually call in N070 after some general check-ins and see if possibly Santa's lost track and he's just going around and around in circles. So, but thank you for that. So, I'm looking for some general check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, come aboard. Share with us your thoughts about Christmas, what's happening in your area. Or maybe what you want for Christmas. Now, that includes my entire staff. You all got to have some kind of wish out there. And then I'll share a little story with you. So anyone, anywhere, come aboard.
RMO with some Christmas wish stuff.
A uniform Kilo Zulu with a comment.
Trot Foxtrot, along with November 6, India Kilo Bravo.
Not sure if I made it or not. Uniform Kilo Zulu with a comment.
All right. Let me see if I have this all correct. And I'll call them in order. And keep your comment. Don't forget your comment, Daryl. I have RMO. I have Uniform Kilo Zulu. I have NFF. And I believe it's Sheila N6IKB. And hopefully I have that correct. And then I saw RFJ key up. So hopefully that is who's on my list here. And hopefully you're all going to share some gift wishes. Is there anybody else that would like to be added to that list? All right, let me start at the very top. I have KC2RMO. And don't tell me, Mr. Gary, you're going to get some more radios. But maybe you'd like to share with us what your wishes are for this Christmas. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. You know, I put I didn't put any radios. Well, actually, I did. I did put one D-Star on there. But for the most part, I really, you know, I've got so much stuff. I didn't have a big list this year, you know, by my standards anyway. It was just kind of like, I did have some ham radio related stuff. I wanted to get, I put an antenna on there, an MFJ dipole that looked like for our small space would do a good job. Not that the loop isn't doing a good job, but I have a feeling that, you know, this covers more frequencies than the loop does, so thought it might be a little bit easier for me. I did put an antenna analyzer on that list too. Thought that might be cool. But mostly, you know, my thing is just, you know, I just would like to see people being nicer to each other, being better to each other, respecting each other a little more. How about that? Let me just buy a nickel for a minute. Oh, by the way, I made a little note to myself here. I want to put in a good word to Gordon and see if he can get me on the ISS next year. I think that'd be awesome. I've always wanted to do that. But over to my right, you know, I got my buddy Mitch here. And he wanted to talk about his... Did you, right? You wanted to talk about your Christmas list wishes? Mitch, come on over here.
Yes, I did, actually. I actually did.
Well, do you have anything special on the list that you wanted?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, but I think probably the number one thing that I would like this year is to have the FCC declare the Jackson 5 Christmas album as a spurious emission. Okay, don't want to hear it anymore on the radio. Oh.
Do a little high five here, Mitch. All right, baby. That's it. I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, thank you, Gary and Mitch, for your requests. Antennas, ham-related stuff. And we always want each other to treat each other better. And I agree with that, and so would Santa Claus and probably all of our staff. And as much radio equipment and radios that you and Stephanie have, you probably don't need anything anymore. But who knows? And then Mitch wants the Jackson 5 to be considered a spurious emission. Let me call. I'm going to call in Gordon because you wanted to go to the ISS. I don't know if it's this year or next year. And he's the person to talk to. But maybe he's also the person that Mitch could talk to about the Jackson 5. So let me call on him and see if he can give us any report. KY6 Boot B from the ISS. Hopefully you're in speaking range that you can come back and respond to Mr. Gary.
I'd be happy to give it a try. Thank you, Mrs. Claus, and hello, Gary, and hi to Mitch. The arrangements have already been made for your visit on the 24th of December of 2016. So put that on your calendar. The ISS crew has put it on their bulletin board, and you are expected. So there you have it. As far as the Jackson 5, no comments. Just give me 5 and I'll be satisfied. No Jackson involved. Mrs. Claus, back to you.
All right. Now, usually the practice is that we call on our naughty and nice checkers to see if you, Gary, KC2RMO, and you, Mitch, are actually on that naughty or on that nice list. And actually, you've already heard from Gordon that he's put you on the schedule to be at the ISS. But Gary said he would also like maybe some antennas, and Mitch wants this agreement with the FCC. So I'm going to go all the way to, and I'm not sure if he's there yet, to Pennsylvania and see if Mr. RFJ is home yet, and if he could give us a reply on whether Gary and Mitch are on that naughty or nice list. And what do you think? Can we do any of this request that they're asking? And if you're not there, Mr. Roger, I'll check with one of our others. So, W4RFJ, are you by any chance at home and able to respond?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine, but I'm not sure if you're at home. It sounds like you're mobile. So, would sure like to hear your response, or I can check with one of our other helpers, and I'm sure they can do the same. So, are you mobile, or are you at home?
Well, actually, Mrs. Claus, this is W4RFJ, and I am mobile, but, you know, I'm kind of glad I am. I ran into my good friend Marvin the Elf. You can't miss him because he wears plaid. And he's here with me right now. So, you know, he's Santa's eyes and ears. He's running around and checking on kids, making sure they're naughty or nice. You know, he's the one that, you know, like, just about tackled me in this grocery store one day telling me to get some Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookies for my grandkids because they were so good last year. Well, anyway, he's up here jumping around. He's got to get moving, so I'm going to let him report that himself. Let me take a pause here and make sure I'm getting through, and then we'll get Marvin on here, okay?
Loud and clear.
I'm Marvin. Hi, kiddies. Oh, let me see. I got my notebook right here, and I'm going to look in there and see if Gary was naughty or... Oh, Gary, you were on the fence for a while, but I think you're nice today, so I'm pretty sure Santa Claus is going to get that antenna to you. Now, Mitch, I've got to check into this because, you know, I got three or four Mitches, and they're on the naughty list. I got to double check. Mrs. Claus, can I talk to Gary?
Yes. Marvin, this is Marvin. Hi, Marvin. So nice to hear from you. And I know you and Mitch probably have a better list than a lot of people. So, yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, I found Mitch. He made the nice list. Oh, yeah. So, Gary, you reach around there and you pat Mitch on the back. I doubt if Santa's going to take that record off the list or the FCC off the list. Well, you know what I mean. He's probably going to do something to make Mitch happy. But, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. Anyway, this is Marvin. I got to go back to work. See ya. Bye.
Well, hey there, Marvin. I just want to jump in real fast before we go back to Mrs. Claus. Thank you for checking and for confirming that both Mitch and I are on the nice list this year. Mitch is grinning from ear to ear. So, you know, maybe he won't get his wish concerning spurious emissions. But, you know, you're right. Maybe he'll find something under the tree to make him happy. That's great. And thank you again for checking. And Marvin, I do want to pass along one thing to you personally. I wanted to let you know how very much I enjoy your gardens every time I play Monopoly. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Oh, thank you so much, Chief and Marvin. And we didn't hear from Mitch, but I'm sure he's grinning from ear to ear. And you, Gary, as well. I'm glad that you made that list, but not good news that you were on that fence for a while. When January comes around, you better make those exceptions or you won't be going to International Space Station next year if you're not perfect all year long. All right, with that, I'm going to pick up Daryl, VO1UKZ, with his comment, and maybe he has a request for a gift for Christmas, so that we can check and see if we have it in stock. So VO1UKZ, come aboard.
Well, I'm not looking for anything in particular, to be quite honest. Anything, like you say, is always a surprise. So I don't actually write out an official list. I just wanted to jump back in here and let everybody know that in regard to Santa and his new digital equipment and digital tracking solutions, is able to be seen in 3D, flying around the world as where he's located currently and where he's going to be next and how many gifts are delivered at noradsanta.org, NORADSANTA.ORG. So noradsanta.org is the website where you can check that out in 3D. It's actually very cool. I'm looking at it myself right now. Back to you there, Mrs. Claus, VO1UKZ.
All right. Thank you, Daryl, so much for sharing that with. And I think a lot of the helpers may be accessing that site and just keeping track of where Santa is. And but I'm not sure if it was actually accurate, especially if in Havertown that rocket went by. So unless it's, you know, a different Santa Claus. So maybe he's, with all the equipment we have, maybe he's going around and around in circles. But we appreciate you being here, also being a major part with the computer and the digitized advisor in case we need any help with anything on our equipment. And so before I call on you, Doug, I'm going to go up there to my helper with Santa, and he's going to give me a further explanation. And also he can tell us how things are going with Santa up there. You know, George, I heard that your name was one of the on the naughty list, so I sure hope that wasn't you. But maybe you can share with us also a request you have for Christmas. You know, Santa has never really given Mrs. Claus a request, so maybe he has one too. So why don't you come aboard with your further explanation? I think it's about NORAD. NO70, come aboard.
Hey, Mrs. Claus. This is NO70. Yes, well, the reason why Fred was seeing... Oh, by the way, Santa says, hello. He is thoroughly having a ball being back on the road this year. He was going crazy in the office there. So he's having a... Rudolph, stop it. Rudolph is dropping cookie crumbs down my back here, and it feels after you get a haircut. Ah. Mrs. Claus, Rudolph Jr. just flashed his big extra strength red nose in my face. I can't see a thing. Maybe you can help us watch out for that antenna up there. Well, anyway, let me tell you why Fred might have seen Santa over there. Let me reset here. I think the reason why Fred might have seen Santa over there is that Santa was having such fun here with this hydrogen fusion powered sleigh that he got a kind of a little aggressive on the throttle there and on this hydrogen fusion engine, and the throttle got stuck past the red line, causing it to go faster than the speed of light, causing a warp in the space-time map where the little ball rolls down into the center of the space-time illustration there, and that put the sleigh where Santa saw himself coming between there, and I think that's why he was seen both in Europe and over at Fred's place there. So back to you, Mrs. Claus, in a seminar.
All right. Thank you, George, for that explanation, and I'm sorry about Rudolph and his glaring nose, but hopefully it's not causing anything with your eyes, because I know how that can be. He's done that to us for years. So maybe just make sure that you're not seeing that glare, that you're heading in the right direction. But yes, I can understand about Santa. He has been in limbo for several years here, and I can only imagine how he feels up there. And I'm actually going to share some stories that we've shared in the past, you know, after I have checked in these other stations. But thank you, George, for that explanation on why Fred could see Santa as well. So let me go all the way to California, and let me call an N6NFF, and I believe his lovely wife, and let's see what they would like to share with us. Maybe they have a wish, a gift that they would like this year. And I remember earlier I think it was last week, hearing him talk about his guide dog was coming back so that they could see that guide dog. So maybe you'd like to share with us about that, Doug. This is Mrs. Claus coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November system, and I'm calling on you, Doug, N6NFF.
Well, hello once again, Mrs. Claus and everybody else here on the Santa Express. This is Doug, N6NFF. In a few minutes, or hopefully sooner, you'll hear from my darling wife, Sheila, N6IKB. We're looking forward to this Christmas. We think it's going to be the best one that we've had in a very long time. We're going to Sheila's girlfriend's house later in the afternoon to have hamburgers and curly fries for Christmas Eve, and I'm looking forward to that very much. I'll let Sheila tell about the people who are coming to see us tomorrow with regard to the guide dog, because that's her department. She's the one that has the guide dog, and I don't. Let me reset the timers here for a second. The thing I would like for Santa to bring us, me for Christmas, would be an iPad Mini. Both of us have decided that we wish to try and take the plunge and use the voiceover that's got that is on there to allow a blind person to be able to use the iPad. So I would like an iPad Mini for Christmas, and hopefully I find myself on the naughty and nice list. So that's all I have. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Sheila. We'll keep it keyed here for a second. We'll make the quick switch to put her in the air chair and me to get out of it. But this is N6NFF. Please stand by for Sheila. Rufus, boy, you got to move. Okay, sit down in the computer chair and just go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Okay. This is N6IKB, Sheila. And first of all, I want to wish each and every one of you globally a great big helping of good health and also safety in the upcoming year. And yes, we are looking forward to our visit with Ron and Margot tomorrow. They have my former guide dog, Betty Lou. We call her B-Lou. And they're going to come up from San Rafael and visit with us. So we're really looking forward to that. And also, yes, Doug and I both would like the iPad Mini. I think that would really enlarge our lives. So, that's all for now. This is N6IKB.
All right. Thank you so much, Doug and Sheila. iPad Mini. You know, I'm not sure what that is, but maybe KC2RMO can come aboard, or one of the other helpers can come aboard and tell me what an iPad Mini is. Santa Claus and I'm not sure. We've got 10 or 12 computers, who knows. I've got a Samsung tablet. I've got a another tablet that has Windows on it, and I have several computers. But I'm not sure what the iPad Mini is, so hopefully Mr. Gary can come aboard and share that with us. But I'm glad that you're going to have some hamburger and curly fries today. That sounds exciting. And yes, Sheila, we hope for health and safety for everyone. And I'm so glad to hear about your past guide dog coming to visit. I bet you're really, really excited. And you didn't share about whether you have a current guide dog or not. So let me first of all throw it over to, I'm going to throw it to Mr. Gary, and then I'm going to throw it to N070, because they both have something they'd like to share. KC2RMO, first of all, maybe you can have Mitch check the list and see if Sheila and Doug from California are on the naughty or nice list. And maybe you can check the inventory and see if there's such a thing as an iPad Mini and whether we have it. So I'm going to call on you first of all, Gary, and then Can you just throw it over to N070 and see what he would like to share? KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, thanks once again, Mrs. Claus. And Mitch is coming over here right now. He's been busy. He's been over on the other side of the room on one of the other computers. And, you know, gee whiz, you know, you talk about... we do tend to pile up computers. You know, I've got the... I've got the two Macs in here, and I've got the two Windows machines in here, and I've got a Windows tablet, and we've got two iPads. and they, if oddly enough, they all find a use to some degree or another. Some get used more than others, but they all find some use. But the iPad Mini, excuse me, is really a very nice little tablet. I'm not exactly sure how big that screen is. It's phone sized, okay, but it has all the power of a tablet, so it's really really pretty impressive little piece of equipment. Very, very nice. A lot of power in the palm of your hand. Mitch, you're here now. How you doing there, buddy?
Well, you got to get closer
to the mic.
Oh, here I am. You've got to. We're doing pretty good on inventory. I just checked out that iPad Mini, and it seems as though we have plenty. And I did take a look on the database regarding Doug and Sheila. Okay, it does appear that they've both actually been pretty good this year. Kind of in contrast to years prior, but definitely doing better this year. So I'm going to put the check mark next to their names, and we'll just have to see what Santa brings. So we'll send it now, I guess, over to Doug. This is Mitch the Elf on behalf of KC2. All right, oh.
Well, thank you, Gary and Mitch. We're glad to know that this year we're on the nice list. I think Sheila has exited the room, but with regard to her dog, she presently does have a guide dog. He will be 5 years old this February, and he answers to the name of Rufus. His name does not fit his personality, but he's a very, very, very nice dog. So, yes, Sheila has him. She enjoys him. He's in good health, and we hope that he stays in good health so he can stay with us for a very long time to come. And I should advise... Mrs. Claus, as I am a California reporter, I will probably have to leave at about 12:30 Pacific time, 3:30 Eastern, because we are going away today, and I'll have to get cleaned up and get ready to go. But we'll send it back over to you, Mrs. Claus, through the K6 SUN system. This is N6 NFS.
Well, that is fine, Doug. You've been a great help, and at any time that you need to leave, just merely let me know, or just go. We appreciate all you've done today, but we did want to make sure and have a little chat with both you and Sheila to see what your desires were for this year. So, and hopefully you'll have an excellent time today as well. I'm going to throw it up to N070 up there with the old Santa Claus in the sleigh. And I think he wanted to answer the question. I'm not sure if this is about the iPad Mini or something else. So N070, what would you like to share with us?
Well, hey, Mrs. Claus. And Santa is just, you just see how red and rosy his cheeks are, and they get even red and rosier every time he hears your voice. And, you know, his... jolly nose lights up and everything every time he hears your voice. So, and he's happier than a clam sitting and being out on the road again this year. So thank you for asking. The NO70 Shack really wanted a Santa stocking with name inscribed up on the top of the stocking to go over the Shack fair, non-existent fair place. And I'm so grateful for that, stocking stuffer was here. Oh, and Mrs. Claus, speaking of stocking stuffers, let me get And Mrs. Collins, I believe you also encouraged me to try to be better on the doing better on the naughty list. I only have to say that I was taking my inspiration from Jim KD4QY, since he wasn't quite as far down on the naughty list as I was, but I was taking all my inspiration from him about how to be on the naughty list until I found out that Santa Express was coming. So that's what happened there. Okay, so I have to tell you about the stocking stuffer. One more. Let me reset again. I am very pleased to report, Mrs. Paws, that the stocking stuffer for Mitch is that FCC notice of proposed rulemaking regarding the song that was there. So that is going to be in his stocking there. And RMO's stocking stuffer is going to be a set of guitar A strings with gumdrops hanging from the string there. And then in regard to KV4QX, Santa has for her in his stocking stuffer, when he can get around to that delivery, a medical relief package for Africa and another for Paris, but they're so big they won't fit in their living room, so they'll have to maybe engineer and configure something out there. If you wish, have some more stocking stuffers, but I'll turn it back to you for now, Mrs. Voss. Back to you, N070.
All right, George. Thanks so much, and I'll be curious to see what is in Santa Claus's and my stockings, as well as some of the other helpers. I think they'd be excited to know that. But before I call on any other stations at this point, because I'd sure like to hear from all the staff to see what they are reading, let me share a little poem with you. You know, Santa the other day wrote a poem for all entitled, Is Santa Real? Because of some of the recent mail we've received from the young and the old alike. And so I want to share this with you. From many a child I often hear a question one would think I fear. So inquisitive their minds, so bright their eyes, I never be a party to feeding them lies. Santa, are you real? They ask and ask. Answering each is earnest is a monumental task. Driven like a race car, persistent, oh, they are, they whisper in my ear, they shout it from afar. Santa, are you real or not? My friends all say you're fake. Please answer me, once and all, answer now for Christmas' sake. Well, I answer the question with a question of my own. If I'm not real, then who wrote this poem? It's the spirit you see that makes Santa be, and certainly now, while that spirit's in me, I am real, and I am Santa. So, you know, I have been cooking goodies for Santa all week. Kathleen sent me those famous chocolate chip cookies and a fruitcake, and friends from South Carolina have been sending goodies and cards for quite some time. But I sure hope all of the boys and girls and ladies and gents out there will provide Santa Claus, George, his co-pilot, and Rudolph Jr. with some treats, too. Cookies, crackers, and cheese, fudge, truffles, celery, carrots, cheesecake, just anything would be great. You know, Santa's flying this year to each of you with a bundle of joy and toys. And with the help of all of my reporters and elves around the world and friends of South Care, we hope you will enjoy what this season offers to each of you. Let me pause for just a moment. You know, through new technology, Santa will be texting and Twittering his elves, Chief Administrative Assistant, helpers at the North Pole, and of course me with your gift requests continually and my reports from my staff on the naughty or nice list. You know, one of the jobs today is to relay all messages from every one of you to Santa. And like I said, we have reporters in all locations throughout the world that will tell us about the weather conditions, the excitement in that area, how the kids are reacting to the coming of Santa, how the adults are reacting, the emotions in the area, the decorations, maybe even how about how the animals are decorated. And remember, I will relay your request to Santa and the elves, and we do all in our power to see that your gift can be delivered, or possibly we need to get those elves busy working, making more inventory if they stop fighting long enough. You know, Santa's elves have been busy this year, probably busier than normal. The Clauses are making this big trip, have so much to do and are so busy, but Santa did want me to extend his apology to each and every one of you that he could not be here with you today on the Santa Express. But no fear, you're in his heart and in his thoughts, and remember, he is smiling and quite touched by your enthusiasm. So at this point, let me see if I can call in anyone anywhere that has a gift request or any kind of comments they'd like to make before we move on. This is Mrs. Claus coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November system, and I'm looking for some check-ins.
This is UA3QGM, Warren Radio Club from Russia.
RFJ.
All right, I was going to call on you, Slav, and family, and see what you would like this year. In the past, I know you've wanted a computer and smartphone, and I think there was one year you wanted a car. Maybe you can come aboard through the Radio Club system and tell us, South Cars, what you would like this year, and then we're going to check and see if we can maybe get it made or if it's in our inventory. And Gary, KC2RMO, your last transmission was extra, extra low. I could barely hear you, so you may want to check that out. But I have RFJ. I have Slav, first of all, RFJ, and then I have RMO. So let me pick up these three stations. So Slav, Julia, and Serge, maybe tell Mrs. Claus what you would like for Christmas. UA3QGN, please come aboard.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Close. This is UA3QGN Slav, and nearby is Julia and Serge. And first of all, I would like to thank you for letting us to being a part of that Sound Express. And I would like to say that once I was watching a cartoon about Garfield cat, and that Garfield asked, what do you think Christmas is for? It is not for giving, it is not for getting. He meant presents, but it's for loving. And that is the most important, seems for me, is the most important thing. But anyway, I would be pleased to ask Santa Claus for some little presents, because presents are very big part of Christmas. Just let me refresh the system. Okay, and what if I would like to say right now, what presents would be very nice for me? Well, as for me, I would be pleased to have a little one, a little present, which is for my biking. Because, you know, I like biking, and I'm sorry, I have no lantern on the bike, so it is not allowing me to go biking at night when it is dark outdoors. That little lantern will easily fit into my stockings, which I put on the gas oven. I hope it will be okay, so Mr. Santa Claus will be able to sent to drop it down through the chimney to my stocking. So it is my little I'm asking about that electrical lantern, which is probably will be charging, able to charge. I will be able to charge it. Okay, let me say pass microphone to Julia. She would like to say something too.
Okay, Mrs. Santa Claus, and that's for me. I wish to have a present for me. It's a phone case and a little present for my cat. A new little house. And mic to UA3QGM.
Oh, yes, thank you. And Mr. Sears is, well, I'm unfortunately, he's so exhausted. He is in a horizontal position, but he asked me to say what he would like to have. It is a new computer. So I don't know why, but he has a lot of computers, but probably he has the very powerful computer, he said. Well, this is the story. Well, this is UA3QJN. I would like to pass microphone to you, Mrs. Close. This is UA3QJN. Over.
Well, thank you so much, Slav and Julia. Sorry, Serge isn't horizontal, but I can imagine it's a little later in the evening over there, so you probably are tired. Lantern, that's an easy gift for Santa Claus and NO70 to actually put it in your stocking that you said you put on the fireplace. And Julia, I think you said a present for your kitty cat. So, but you didn't say anything for yourself, I didn't think. And Serge, computer, I know how he thinks about computers. I have many, many, many computers and tablets and phones, so I'm not sure how many we have, but it's always nice to get a new one that is more upgraded and actually has the new systems on it. So I'm going to make a call out there to Ms. Jim or Rebecca and see if they can come aboard and see if your family is on the naughty or nice list and see what the chances of maybe getting these gifts for you. And then I'll throw it up to George and see if we have anything in his bag up there, Santa's bag. So with that, let me throw it over there to Jim and Rebecca. Tell me if they're on the naughty or nice list and what you think about the inventory.
Well, I guess she must have went out. I was thinking she was going to pick her up. Well, I live down here on the naughty and nice list, and they've been there big time. I guarantee you they're there. So no problem there. And three of them there. So I'm sure Sarah's got that on board. And what have you. And that's the report for Russia. Yes, sir, we don't have trouble finding that, because that's a little bee country, though, a little bee speck over there. About twice as big as we are. Go ahead, Ms. Clark.
All right, thank you so much, Jim and Rebecca, for sharing that with us. And I knew they would be on the nice list. And these are very simple gifts, but I do want to make sure that Santa Claus knows that Slav would like a lantern, and Julia would like something for her kitty cat, and Serge probably wants the most expensive a computer. So we're going to throw it up there to George, just mainly so that he can put that request in. And Dave, I saw that you connected W8DW, and we'd sure like to have you come back aboard. This is the Santa Express, South Cars, that we present every Christmas Eve, and we have a lot of fun with it. So hopefully you can come aboard so we can just say howdy, howdy. So with that, NO70, tell me what your thoughts about the Slav family. Are we able to give them some encouragement here? What do you think, George? NO70.
Well, Mrs. Calls, you know, Santa is giving me the little twinkly half-open, half-closed eye here, where he just is trying, I think, to tell me he's not going to give any secrets away there, but he would highly recommend that people check the stockings and check under the tree there. Santa did tell me that I can mention a couple of the stocking stuffers there for Fred had a little interesting kind of thing there. So let me come back. So there are a couple stocking stuffers here. Let me reset the link here. So Mrs. Paul's for Kathy Santa did tell me I could go ahead and spill the beans. The stocking stuffer for K6SUN. She is going to get in her stocking a leak-sized pool of patients, chemically engineered for teachers, and that that K6SUN can count on that as being in her stocking. So I think Santa was thoroughly happy to be able to do that. And for Fred there, who's still hearing reindeer out there, well, we know that Fred's compass seems to be upside down. He goes north in the winter and south in the summer. So his stocking stuffer is going to be an upside down Santa compass. But let me answer your question about for the Slav's household over there. Let me reset. So Mrs. Claus, for Slav's household there, the stocking stuffers, in addition to what Santa tells me he won't tell me here, in addition to that, the stocking stuffers for Slav's household, for Slav, he's going to get a stocking stuffer of a year's supply of English audiobooks. And for Julia, because she had to paint the living room wall recently, she's going to get a lifetime supply of paint for the living room wall. She was doing that while giving some Russian language lessons. Very nice for her to do that. And because Serge has won all those Moscow Science Fair awards, Serge is going to get a 500-yard roll of ribbons for all of the wins at the Moscow Science Fair. So anyway, there are more stocking stuffers to come later. I do need to report to Mrs. Claus a request from Santa for help. Let me reset. Mrs. Claus, it turns out that Rudolph Jr. has eaten all of that abundant supply of carrots there, and he's pleading for more. Of course, half of them are down my back, but anyway, he wants more carrots. And the other thing is that Santa's supply of hot chocolate and peppermint syrup, candy canes, gumdrops, and brandy are running very low in the dashboard dispenser. So back to Mrs. Claus. This is NO7A.
Well, George, I'm going to actually put that request out to everyone everywhere. As Santa comes around to their households, hopefully some of this treats will be there. But before I do that, George, I'm going to actually call on RFJ and RMO and see what they have to share. But I have that down, all the food that you need up there. And maybe you ought to check down your back and see if some of those carrots are whole for him. But be careful, because you know, he's going to start gnawing on your hair, in your ears, and things like that, and if he doesn't have the food. So we're going to have to put that request out, or actually get it super jetted up to you, so that you can give it to both you, Santa, and the reindeer. So with that, let me call on W4RFJ, see what his request of Santa is this year, see if he any conditions have changed, and hopefully, Roger, you will share Charlotte's request as well. And you know, you have a puppy, Buddy, I believe is the name, and you have a kitty cat, so they all deserve something for Christmas too. And NO70 should make sure and put some things in their stocking. So W4RFJ, Chief, Roger, glad that you're with us today. Come aboard and share some additional information with us.
Okay, Mrs. Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, sorry about that. I just got home, just walked in the door, and Buddy's over there wagging his tail and jumping up and down, and the Admiral says she wants Bobby Flay's cookbook. I'm not sure which one, but, you know, Santa knows, I know that. But listen, I got to tell you, Marvin You know, George was talking about something having to do with warp drive and stuff like that, but you got to remember, there's magic here. You know, Marvin popped in, sitting right next to me, and I just glanced one way, and I looked back, he was gone. So, you know, it's like, wow, he's a busy elf. So, you know, the Admiral and I, we got our Christmas present early. Santa Claus had to deliver it because it's pretty big. We got ourselves the Chief's land yacht, and that's a camper that we can go camping in. So, we're pretty much, we know we're on the nice list. At least I hope I can stay on the nice list with this big gift, but the Admiral and I are going to be heading out on the land yacht probably after the holidays. Let's see. Am I forgetting anything? You know me. I always forget stuff. So, Mrs. Claus, back over to you, and I'll keep an eye out for Marvin, W4RFJ.
All right, Roger, W4RFJ. You know what? I bet you Marvin and Mitch both are gone, and they both have a way of getting all that food up to George and Santa Claus. And I bet you when I call on Gary, he'll tell me the same thing. So I bet you that they have that direct track up to Santa and George so that they'll be replenished with that food. So when I call on Gary, he can tell me if Mitch is still around. So with that, I am going to call on... And great news about your I believe it's a Winnebago, if I understand it correctly. So, with that, I am going to call on Gary, KC2RMO. Gary, tell me, did Mitch disappear at the same time? And then I'm going to call on George and see if maybe all those treats got up there. So, KC2RMO, come aboard.
Oh yeah, the same time is no problem. I mean that just never even became a point of contention. So that's good. My goodness, it looks like my level's gotten back. You know what? There's so many weird things happening here today with the connection. And this one was not connection related, but what I had actually done was managed to wrap the cord to my headphones around the pot for the microphone, so it turned it down automatically for me. So it's just one of those days. But you know, you talk about what people want to see or hoping for in their stockings, and this elf over here has been bugging me for a while to get on the air and tell folks what he wants in his stocking this year. So, Mitch, you know, you've been kind of, I'll be honest with you, man, you've been kind of a pain, you know, on this. So come on over here. Here's your big shot. You can tell Santa and everybody else what you want to see in your stocking this year. Come on, boy. Come on. Over here.
Okay, here I am.
All right, well, you're in front of the mic. Speak right up.
Okay, for this Christmas, for my stocking, I want it stuffed full of Life Boy.
Mitch, you're weird. Life Boy? That's soap.
That's right.
Why would you want a stocking stuffed full of soap?
So I can wash my hands.
Yeah?
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah?
I want to have sanitary claws.
The elves are throwing things. I got to go back. Back to Matt. This is KC2RMO.
All right, Mitch. Thanks so much. Sanitary claws. Well, that's always something good to have. Clean hands. But thank you. But, Gary, you didn't answer my question. Did Mitch disappear at any point? Because Marvin disappeared, and if Mitch disappeared when we heard about the request for all the food, I want to check with George and see if maybe the food was gotten up to that slave. So tell me, Gary, did he disappear at some point?
I'm sorry, I missed that. No, you know, he has been a total pain of the tomato this afternoon, but I did have a brief few moments where he wasn't hanging around the studio here, and I suspect that there was some activity, perhaps inter-elfin activity going on.
All right, Gary, I'm going to actually make the call up to NO70 and see if he's gotten replenished. I think he said he needed hot chocolate, carrots, because Rudolph is eating the carrots down his back, and I think it was candy canes, and I'm not sure what else. And then I'm going to share a little bit about maybe what everyone should be leaving for Santa. You know, he needs those sweets and all that. And then I'm going to actually call on Gordon once again so he can tell us about the sleigh. But I want to thank everyone for being here today. So let me call on NO70 and see if possibly he has gotten replenished.
Well, Mrs. Claus, yes, this is absolutely where the two elves came to. We have absolutely been replenished here. Rudolph is happier than he can possibly be. Santa is ecstatic that he now has all of his necessities. That is the candy canes, gum drops, brandy, peppermint syrup, hot chocolate. All of that is there. Mrs. Claus, he did want me to convey one apology to you here on one of the last stops there. There were like three women in the living room when he was dropping the presents by, and they gave him such a hug there. I mean, his cheeks are always red and rosy, but they were really red and rosy there, so you may want to check with medical and see how that's going there. But, Shella, I do want to mention the stocking stuffers, if I may, while we're on going down that list, too. Let me reset the link here. The stocking stuffer for VO1UKZ is he gets a lifetime furnace warranty because his furnace gave out earlier. And for our overseas correspondents there, 2E0PCJ and MM3LVQ who are not here, well, LVQ gets a lifetime supply of those beautiful Scottish scenic visitors, sites there, and 2E0PCJ gets a lifetime supply of an English accent to keep all the people around him happy who are so jealous of that English accent. So back to you, Mrs. Claus, NO70.
Thanks so much, George, and I'm glad that you got your treats replenished. And I'll make a call out there to anyone, anywhere, for them actually to put some extra treats out for Santa Claus. At this point, I'm going to call on WHDW, Dave, I believe, and see if he is there and would just like to check in and say howdy to us. This is Mrs. Claus. I'm coming through Kathleen's system. Her call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is the South Cars Annual Santa Express. Dave, are you there? Would you like to come aboard and say hi to us? All right, hearing nothing. You know, Gordon has helped Santa and myself for the past several years so much on new gadgets for his sleigh and some new equipment for help and communication. And I like to provide, have him provide some of the engineering data on the Santa sleigh and cruising speed and things like that. So at this point, Gordon, are you available in earshot? Can you hear me? Or are things really busy up there on the International Space Station? Can you tell all of us about that sleigh this year?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. Well, things are a little bit quiet here at the ISS at the moment. The crew is working on their assignments for the day. So this is a good time for me to jump in. I wanted to mention the medical situation with Santa for George up there in the sleigh. Bear in mind, George, and I know that you know this, that Santa is wired for sound. His Santa suit has sensors that read just about everything that is vital in his system. Heartbeat, heart rate, oxygen level, so on and so forth. So we are keeping an eye on that, and so far he's been looking very normal. His blood pressure has gone up a couple of times, and it seemed to me that might have been when he went to two times the speed of light when the throttle got stuck at the red line and vamoosed over to Philadelphia and then had to vamoose back to Saudi Arabia to get back into the jungle. I might add that Santa has really been doing a job here, Mrs. Claus. He's covered all of the islands down and through Australia. He came back up through Korea and Vietnam and so on and so forth. He's covered just about the entire area of Russia and Asia. And he is currently in Baghdad, Iraq. Well, I'll take that back. He's going to land there in about 37 seconds. And he's doing very, very well. Let me buy a nickel here for a moment. The engineering list needs to be updated with all of these modifications that we have put in this year, and it has not yet been done, but I can give you a briefing of most of the standard. The weight at takeoff is about 75,000 GD, and GD stands for gumdrops. The passenger weight at takeoff was 260 pounds, and that was with Santa alone. It is now double that with, or not quite double, but almost double, with George acting as co-pilot. Weight of gifts at takeoff is 60,000 tons. Weight at landing is 80,000 GD, and that's ice and snow accumulation. Passenger weight at landing is 1,260 pounds. Let me recharge the timers. The propulsion, as you know, is hydrogen. That's interesting. There's air scoops on both sides of the sleigh that pull in the water vapor. The water vapor goes through several turning over points, and the hydrogen is extracted from the water. The water is eventually dispelled over the side of the vehicle. The hydrogen is used for fuel. Armament is assorted and classified, so I can't get into that. The reindeer who are standing by as backup to the hydrogen system are eating hydrogen extracts, and that's the hay and the oats and the carrots. Emission is pretty much classified. The climbing speed in the old days was 1T for a twinkle of an eye, but it's now maximum speed is better than 2 times the speed of light. So that's about 372 at tube throttle, 372 miles per second. So he's really flying. And I think that's probably all I can really cover at the moment, Mrs. Claus. We'll try and have this listing updated along with the new updates that come on for 2016 before Christmas next year. and bring it up to speed. Mrs. Claus, this is Gordon, KY6V, over.
All right, Gordon, thanks so much. I know everyone would like to hear about the sleigh and the technical advances, and I know each year it's got great improvements, so I wanted you to share that. I'm going to share something with each and every one of you, but there are some of my helpers that unfortunately have commitments and have to leave, and so I do want to call on them before we have to depart today. But you know, Santa just the other day told me this is his favorite time of the year. I've received thousands of letters from children everywhere telling me how good they have been. So Mrs. Claus and I are really excited. Santa just loves the spirit of Christmas that we see everywhere. He enjoys what is left for him on the kitchen tables of many, something he considers one of the tastiest perks of his jobs. Children leave him all sorts of cookies, usually with a big glass of milk. And he says he's even gotten Kool-Aid in the past. Sometimes they even leave him potato chips, but those aren't very good for the old waistline. And last year, he says a man in Russia just left him a Santa barbecue. And knowing when boys and girls are asleep is a refined skill that both he and his elves oversee, keeping tabs on which have been naughty or nice. But Santa said all the kiddies have been really good this year. Now don't forget to leave a treat for the reindeer as well. Most like carrots, but Rudolph likes eating a lump of sugar now and then, and sometimes eating just about anything. Now, did you ever wonder why Rudolph's nose is so bright? And George, this will be interesting for you. He gets tickled when children leave that for him. He jumps and plays, digging his red nose into the snow. That's one reason his nose is so bright. Santa often says that making children happy is what keeps him so young. Well, that and my lovely wife, he says. Now, isn't that sweet of Santa? We all know Santa's favorite cookie. That's the chocolate chip cookie. You know, his comment to me the other day was that if you eat the very first cookie out of the oven, there are always zero calories in that cookie. He tells me that is because it is a test cookie. So what I want to do is throw it out to my team and those who have to leave and see if there maybe is a special treat that you have that you like. Maybe it's chocolate chip cookies. Maybe it's a chocolate cake. Maybe it's an apple pie. Maybe it's ice cream. And I'm calling on my entire staff so that they can come aboard in case they have to leave early and tell me what their favorite treat is.
November Foxtrot Foxtrot.
RMO.
All right. Right now I have two check-ins. I have NFF and I have RMO. Is there anybody else out there? You know, Roger, I know you like those cinnamon buns, and maybe there's other treats that you like. But I'm calling on my entire staff out here that have helped Santa's Express this year to come aboard and tell me what their favorite snack may be, their favorite food, and then maybe it is being delivered to Santa, and just to make him a little bit hungry up there. So with that, is there anyone else that would like to come aboard and share with us on their favorite type of food, their favorite snack?
Yeah, no, 7-0.
Back X-ray.
Well, let me see. Am I actually in here? Because every time I push that button, this program won't let me key up. So, RFJ.
This is Mrs. Claus coming through Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I hear you fine, Roger. And sometimes I guess it's just I doubled with several stations as well, so maybe it was just a doubling thing. But I have you added, and I actually, 6 Victor, I'm going to add you to the bottom of the list. And this may be for those who have to leave, or they have commitments. And I threw it out there to everyone, everywhere, since we were talking about snacks and Santa Claus enjoying snacks. I have quite a list. I have NFF, RMO, 7 Ocean, Quebec X-Ray, RFJ, and 6 Victor, I'm going to add you at the bottom. So you're going to tell me what your favorite snack is. and or a treat that you like, and maybe, who knows, maybe Santa Claus has some of that delivered up there because someone has left that. So with that, let me start with you, Doug, and 6NFF.
Well, hello once again, Mrs. Claus and the Santa Express. This is N6NFF. When I was a young boy, I used to leave Santa Claus chocolate chip cookies and milk. You're right. I was told that Santa really liked chocolate chip cookies. So we always made sure when I was growing up to provide him with that on Christmas Eve. We'll have to do that tonight. I think we've got some chocolate chip cookies laying around here somewhere. One year, I not only gave Santa chocolate chip cookies, but I also gave him chocolate milk to go with the chocolate chip cookies, and I'm told that he liked that a bunch. We're probably going to have to leave at about 12:15, 12:20 California time. Someone from KCBS Radio told me that they're having some traffic problems in San Francisco because of wet roads, and Interstate 80 is a pretty big mess at this time, so hopefully they'll get that cleared up so that the shoppers can have an easier time of getting to the stores for last-minute Christmas shopping. It's been a pleasure to be a part of the Santa Express. The Santa Express, let me reset the timer. It has been a pleasure to be a part of the Santa Express. The Santa Express is the reason I decided to join South Cars and subsequently become a net control station. So I hope that everyone connected has a very Merry Christmas, no matter where you are in the world, and we'll look forward to doing this again next year. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, from N6NFF.
Well, I want to thank you and Sheila for taking your time today to help out Mrs. Claus, South Cars, the Santa Express, and Santa Claus. And I know this is how you began with South Cars, and it's been such a pleasure having you as an NCS a member and definitely helping me out today. And you be safe out there on the road. Enjoy your day. And hopefully we'll talk again real soon. And God willing, I guess the statement is, and the river doesn't rise, I guess. I'll be here next year, hopefully, 2016, as Mrs. Claus, to run another session. So I'll break with you, Doug. But thank you so very much for helping today. I'm going to call on Gary, KC2RMO. Gary, you're going to tell me your favorite snack, your favorite food, and who knows, maybe Santa Claus has it up there and he's been eating on it because that Mitch and Marvin decided to leave for a while to take some snacks up there. So KC2RMO, come aboard.
With the good Lord willing, and if the crick don't rise, <it's> that's how that goes. I feel like I'm back on the Grand Ole Opry here. Couple of things. First of all, for the folks that are leaving at this time, my personal best 7-3s to you guys, and hopes for a wonderful Christmas. Hopes for a great new year for you, and happy to have you along here on the ride. That's great. What do I like? Well, I've got a new favorite this year. Actually, we went to a Christmas party last week, and I had this sweet salami and jalapeno cayenne cheese, and oh my gosh. I said we gotta get some of this, you know. It's like, so we snagged it. As a matter of fact, after the Chinese food tonight, I'll probably be chowing on that too. This is I have a 2-week eat what you like period that starts about the middle of December and finishes New Year's Day. I take care of those 10 pounds or try to take care of those 10 extra pounds that I gained from that. But that stuff is so good. And I know Wegmans is pretty much all over the East Coast now. I don't know exactly where they are, but Wegmans was a New York State grocery chain. It's a wonderful store. They had that stuff that I like. They had the sweet salami and jalapeno cayenne cheese. Let me buy a nickel. So that's my new fave. So Chinese food for Christmas Eve. Sweet salami with jalapeno cayenne cheese for snacks, you know, some good crackers to go along with that. Typically, on Christmas Day, again, keeping in tune with us basically being weird, it's hard to come up with to serve something that everybody likes. You know, I like anything. You know, I mean, you could cook a shoe and put it in front of me, and odds are I'll probably eat it. But we've got some fussy eaters in the family, so a lasagna has typically served us well for a Christmas dinner. Everybody seems to like that. Tomorrow, because not everybody that's coming tomorrow likes lasagna, we're sticking in the Italian mode, and we're going to be eating spaghetti. So spaghetti and sausage dinner with all kinds of goodies along with that is going to do it for tomorrow. So a little different. No turkey, no ham. You know, but you try to get everybody satisfied, and that works the best. Now, as far as Mitch, come on over here, buddy, because this may be the last time you get up here today. I don't know. I got to get going in about 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm right here.
Well, what do you like? What's your favorite? What do you like to have for Christmas treats?
I got to think about this a second. Well, I've always been fond of a good bowl of gruel.
Gruel? Nobody eats gruel.
I do. I like it.
You would. I can't do anything with him. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
All right. Thank you, Mitch and Gary. But Gary, Chinese food today. Tomorrow, spaghetti and lasagna. And your combination tonight of sweet salami jalapeno cayenne cheese spread. And you talk about Mitch now, really? All right, with that, I'm glad that I'm not in that household, because I think there's going to be steam coming out of the top of your head. Let me call on N070 and see what his favorite dish may be.
Well, Mrs. Claus, thank you for asking. And Santa says hello again. He just perks up so much when he hears your voice there. And you should see him with his hand on that throttle for that hydrogen fusion engine. He is having a blast. So, and making good progress apparently as well. Well, Mrs. Claus, my favorite food, absolutely, especially when watching DVDs, would be salted and buttered, lightly, very lightly steamed Brussels sprouts and cut okra. And then with a side of some good old southern greens with apple cider vinegar on top of that. And, oh, I'm happy as a clown there. So Mrs. Claus, for the stations that have to leave, I'm wondering if it would be okay if I mentioned their stocking stuffers as well. Over.
That would be fine. Doug and 6NFF and his wife Sheila will be leaving. Daryl has already left, and NXI has already left. So maybe you could share those or any of the others as we're going to be winding down in a little bit. There's a few things that I'll say and actually call on and see if there's any other stations that want to come aboard. But go ahead, George. Give us those stocking stuffers.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Okay, well, for WA1NXI, because he got that really early first snow, he's going to get a dry cleaning firm to keep Santa's red uniform really nice and clean. For SRO, he's going to have a lifetime supply of extra bass for his voice there. For RFJ, he is going to have a year's supply of grid leak Santa coffee cartridges for the electronic coffee delivery machine as well as chicken soup cartridges. And for for KV4QI, a high-efficiency gremlin prevention high- and low-pass filter for a CMOS control circuit to repair the intermittent transceivers. And for KY6V, he's going to be on the receiving end of a tropospheric duct from under Santa's seat in the sleigh that will guide cold air from the north and high up in the air right into his front carport. So that's the stocking stuffers of the moment. If I have omitted any, to mention any, please do let me know. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, N070.
Well, thank you, George, for all of those stocking stuffers, and I think they'll really, really appreciate those. And it would have been nice if some of the stations, like SRO, he won't know that stocking stuffer you've given him, but once he listens to our recording, hopefully he'll know. So I'll break with you, George, and give Santa a big hug. And hopefully we will see him very, very soon. And our meal tomorrow, like Gary was talking about his, will be actually a pot roast. We're going away from the chicken and the turkey as well. But I'm going to actually, for him, once he's done tonight, I will feed him some spaghetti. So with that, let me call Miss Rebecca, KV4QX, and see what she would like to share with us as far as her favorite snack.
Well, thank you. Well, let's see. We'll start with some of Jim's favorites. Banana pudding, pecan pie, and anything peanut butter. And then I'll echo that list and add some butter cookies and coconut cake. They got pretty well cover us for the favorites in the snack and treats line. And but the food, Jim is pretty much gonna have to be ham. He loves ham. And don't think of an automatic favorite in the food line for me. But amazing, keep a good variety. One thing I've been doing is looking at some of these pictures of some of the flooding around the area. So watch it when you get around Atlanta. Hopefully some of it's drained away. But there's got some vehicles that got water up to the windshield. Now, some pictures of water up to just below the side mirrors. So, and some swollen creeks. I don't think it's anything widespread from what I'm picking up. It sounds like it's some low-lying areas and all, but be on the watch out and and we'll see what we end up with. So, that's a significant storm coming through. All right, y'all take care. This is KV4QX. Back to you, Mrs. Wild.
Well, thank you, Miss Rebecca, for your weather report about Atlanta. Thanks for also sharing some of your favorite foods. But I will tell you when Gordon, KY6V, comes on, he'll tell you about coconut, I am sure. Coconut cake. Never even can imagine that. I drink a lot of coconut water when I make my protein drinks, but I don't drink it purely by itself. It's probably too sweet, but I do use it as a fill. So, thank you, Miss Rebecca. You and Jim have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. New Year heading up, and thanks so much for being a part of our session today. So I will break with you, and I'm going to pick up RFJ and Mr. RFJ and TEJ. I hope you looked in the text box to see what NO70 is going to put in your stockings. So Roger, come aboard. Share with us maybe your favorite snack, maybe your favorite food. Hopefully you saw what was in the text box. W4RFJ. And as far as I know also, Roger, I understand you and Ms. Kathleen have the Saturday South Cars Net to be running this weekend. So hopefully you'll have a lot of fun. So with that, W4RFJ, come aboard.
Hoo-hoo! Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. Yeah, I read the text box. George filled me in, and I relayed that message. And, of course, the Admiral is tickled pink or pickled tink, one of the two. And I'd like to answer the question what my favorite treat is. It's very low-calorie, low-carb, and something I look forward to every day. And that is when I get home, the Admiral's there to give me a big hug and kiss. And I don't think anything could ever top that if it tried. So there you go. I think I answered that question. And God bless everybody. And a very merry, merry Christmas. And look forward to spending time with my South Cars family in the new year. So, Mrs. Claus, thank you for brightening my day and my Christmas Eve. And Santa, I know you can hear me because George is probably sitting right next to you trying to sneak your hot chocolate, but that's okay. If it was coffee, you wouldn't find it. Let's just put it that way. Back over to you, Mrs. Claus. And we're going to shut down, and hopefully we'll be able to get this recording to the grandkids so they can hear what Marvin sounds like. 7-3, everybody, and 7-3 South Cars. This is W4RFJ.
Well, thank you so much, Roger, for being part of South Cars Santa Express today from your various locations. Thanks for allowing Marvin to be part of South Cars and the Santa Express. And hopefully you'll enjoy your gifts in the stockings and you'll have a wonderful Christmas and brand new year coming up. And that could not be any better gift than the hug and the kisses every time you come home from work. Very, very special. And so my final person to call on before we start to a couple of things I'll end with, is KY6V. Okay, Mr. Gordon, tell us what your favorite dishes are. I know there's probably many, but your favorite ones, and I know your unfavorite one is the coconut cake, but maybe you'd like to share what you like to eat, at least some of it. KY6V from Mrs. Claus. Come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. I'm a little bit like Gary up there. I'll eat anything, particularly if it's been cooked by Kathy, because she's a terrific cook. On the coconut cake, Rebecca, I was born in the Hawaiian Islands, and I guess I'm not a very good Hawaiian because I don't care for coconut in any form. And I don't care for their poi. But all in all, I'm like Gary. I'll eat just about anything. I'll probably come up a little short if somebody tries to cook an old shoe. I'm not sure that I'd go that far. But I like to embellish Kathy's chocolate chip cookies. I'm an ice cream fanatic. Edie's happens to be my favorite, but I'll eat any kind of ice cream. Normally vanilla and chocolate, I'll get a scoop of each or a couple of scoops of each and put it in a big bowl and pull out the cookies and go to it. I like chocolate cake and pies, particularly apple pies, where I can put ice cream next to it and have a la mode. And I'm making myself hungry. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, KY6V, over.
All right, thank you so much, Gordon. And I knew the coconut cake or pie or whatever would give you some comments. But great meals you like. Chocolate chip cookies, that's always a favorite. And chocolate cake and ice cream. And I think, if I recall, you enjoy vanilla and chocolate together. But I have a question for you. And this was actually in the text box. This is from RFJ and N070. I got a comment. They both want to know if you're going to be entering the atmosphere soon so that you can enjoy some of these special treats. Back to you, KY6B.
Well, they're going to have a little get-together party-wise here for the season on the ISS, so I rather suspect I won't be pulling anchor, if you can pull an anchor at 250 miles up in the air or not, for maybe the next hour or so. But we'll make it one way or another. Thanks for asking, Raj, and back to you, Mrs. Claus.
All right, and because each and every one of you are so important to South Cars and to Santa Claus and myself, I want to share a story with you about everyone's important. And then we're going to ask for some final check-ins this afternoon, and I'll read you a poem, and then we're probably going to close the session. But this is entitled Everyone's Important. Oh, Mrs. Claus, you made the loveliest gingerbread village I've ever seen, exclaimed Sally. May I help you? Why, thank you, Sally, said Mrs. Claus as she continued her work. But making a village like this takes great skill and patience. Why not sit and watch as I put on the finishing touches? There is plenty of gingerbread to snack on while you watch. No, thank you, Mrs. Claus. I must go and find something important to do, said Sally disappointedly as she left the kitchen. Outside, she found rows and rows of beautifully decorated Christmas trees. Among the trees, she discovered an elf on a ladder hanging ornaments from the branches. Just look how they sparkle and shine, exclaimed Sally as she admired the tree. I've never seen such delicate crystal ornaments as these. Why, thank you, Sally, said the elf as he polished a sparkling silver star. These are hand-blown glass made right here in Santa's secret village. May I help you decorate the tree? Asked Sally eagerly. I'm sorry, but little ones are not allowed to touch things that could break so easily, replied the older elf as he tossed an empty box into the snow below. Why not sit and chat with me while I work? I can tell you a story about every one of these ornaments, he continued as he held up a tiny glass snowflake. I'm sure your stories are quite interesting, sir, replied Sally, but I must go and find something important to do. She trudged through the snow towards Santa's workshop. Oh, sir, Sally cried, you paint such beautiful doll faces. They look almost real. May I help you paint? How nice of you to say, Sally, said the doll maker, but it takes years and years of practice and a steady hand to paint faces such as these, exclaimed the doll maker as he carefully painted on a pair of tiny pink lips. Would you like to play with some of my paints? Inquired the doll maker. That's okay, Sally sighed, but I must go and find something important to do. She then headed to the music shop. Just look how perfect you made these instruments, Sally purred as she gently stroked the tiny keyboard of the toy piano. May I help you put these together? She questioned. They are nice, aren't they? Agreed the master craftsman with pride. But putting one together so it will play beautiful music is a skill only a few possess. It's okay if you'd like to play with one for a minute, he said as he carefully strung the tiny guitar. Thanks for your kind offer, sir, Sally replied, but I must find something important to do. Sally left the workshop. She wandered about for some time. Finally, in a room at the end of the hall, she found Santa. Sally, come in, Santa called as he glanced up from his list. Why do you look so unhappy? I just can't find something important to do, Sally said sadly. I just don't know why I am here. Santa pulled Sally to his knee. I brought you here to my workshop for a very important job that you do so well. Every elf here has a special skill, a job they do better than any other. What we all needed was someone to encourage us, someone to tell us what a good job we do. That's what you do best. You've been doing it all day, Santa pointed out proudly. Well, that is an important job, said Sally as she jumped down from Santa's knee. It's my job, and I'll do my very best, she promised. Everyone is important. Now, just do what you do best, said Santa. Now let's get back to work. Sally skipped happily from the room. She now had an important job to do. And with that, I'm going to ask for some final check-ins as we conclude the Santa Express for 2015 before I read an ending poem. But I wanted to read that. I read it every year because every one of us has an important job to do, no matter what it is. And you all have been a very special part of the Santa Express 2015, and I wanted to share that with you. So let's see if we have any final check-ins before I read the final poem and we start to close this afternoon. This is from anyone connected. Would you like to make some final comments?
Hi, Kathy. This is Fred. I'd like to make a comment.
Hey, New Year and wonderful Christmas to each and every one of you, and just great to be associated with everybody at Southcars. Back to the net.
All right, I have two final check-ins. I have K2HA and RMO. Is there anybody else who would like to make a final check-in, a final statement before I read the final poem and we close? So I'm looking for some final check-ins.
NO70, Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus just says he's looking forward to being back home real soon to see you. NO70 clear.
All right, NO70, don't go away. I'm going to call on you as a final check-in. K2HA, Fred, I want to thank you so very much for taking your time away from your family and your activities to be part of Santa Express 2015 and for all you do for Southcars. So come aboard and share some final comments with us.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Well, final comments are... One of the greatest gifts that we can give at Christmas time is, first of all, to be very thankful that we're alive and what we have. The second gift is to get along with your family as best you can and not expect too much, to be present, to become the present. So, that's a final thought, that you can become the gift. Thank you all. This is Fred, K2HA.
Thank you, Fred, so much, and some great, great thoughts. Thankful for who we are and what we have and getting along with family and just being there in case they need help or just to be there to listen. And, you know, I've heard from Kathleen many, many times with her students, that sometimes those students, you are the only person they have to talk to. And just being that ear to listen is something really great and very special. So with that, I'm going to call on Mr. Gary, RMO, and maybe Mitch has some final comments he'd like to make as well. Come aboard.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Claus. And it's a nice thought, being the gift. I've tried to be the gift before, but... Usually it's the gift that gets returned, you know. But no, seriously, it's a great idea, great thought. But just to everybody, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope the new year brings you everything that you'd want, and a couple of nice surprises along the way too. It's great knowing each and every one of you. It's great to be a part of this organization, and all I can say is. 7-3. We're going to go back to the net.
Thank you, Mr. Gary, for being a very special part of Santa Express in our lives at Southcars and everything that you do. And I'm not sure, is Mitch there that he would like to make any final comments, or has he gone by the wayside? Maybe he's asleep, or maybe he's outside during that nice weather. Would Mitch like to make any comments?
Let me see if I can grab that rascal. He's around here somewhere. Mitch! Mitch, front and center, get over here to the mic. Yeah, come on, one last time.
Hello. I guess it's my last shot. So I'm just going to say to everybody, have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, and support your local elf. Back to the net.
All right. Thank you so much, Mitch. Thanks for being part of the RMO household and being part of Santa Express this year. And my last check-in that I have is NO70, who's been a very special part of this session. And then I'm going to read a poem, and I'll be closing the session. So, NO70, come aboard.
Well, hey, Mrs. Claus. And again, Santa, his face is just beaming. He obviously enjoys hearing your voice, and he is having such a blast here. I am having a blast today and have all this year. It has been such a delight to have been so readily accepted by the South Cars group here, being probably one of your kids on the block here. You know, and Mrs. Claus, and I'm sure K6SUN is very well aware of how difficult it can be for new kids to fit in. And it's really a special treat when there's a group that's so accepting of new kids on the block, especially when they are off the wall anyway. So it is. I really am grateful for the new friendships that make it worth getting up early on Saturday morning and staying up late on Saturday and Sunday nights to get to hear everyone's voices and what's happening. And I thoroughly enjoy it. So thank you, Mrs. Claus, and I will wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and be sure and watch out for those treats. So, back to Mrs. Claus, NO70.
Well, thank you, George, for those kind comments, and thank you for being such a special part of the Santa Express 2015, and hopefully you have a very blessed Christmas and New Year's, and don't forget everyone out there. The nets come up on Saturday morning, and I think it is K6SUN and W4RFJ beginning it, and Slav's family, I think, runs the SSIN, and as far as I know, K2HA will be doing both the Rag Twos on Saturday and Sunday. But let me pause here for a moment, and I'm going to read you a final poem, and then I'm going to make the closing. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through 2 meters, not a signal was keying up any repeaters. The antennas reached up from the tower quite high to catch the weak signals that bounced from the sky. The children, Tech Pluses, took their HTs to bed and dreamed of the day they'd be extras instead. Mom put on her headphones, I plugged in the key, and we tuned 40 meters for that rare ZK3. When the meter was pegged by a signal with power, it smoked a small diode, and I swear, shook the tower. Mom yanked off her phones, and with all she could muster, logged a spot of the signal on the DX packet cluster. While I ran to the window and peered up at the sky to see what would generate RF that high. It was way in the distance, but the moon made it gleam, a flying sleigh with an 8-element beam, and a little old driver who looked slightly mean. So I thought for a moment that it might be Wayne Green, but no, it was Santa, the Santa of hands, on a mission this Christmas to clean up the bands. He circled the tower and stopped in his track, and he slid down the coax right into the shack. While Mom and I hid behind stacks of CQ, the Santa of Hamming knew just what to do. He cleared off the shack disk of papers and parts and filled out all my late QSLs for a start. He ran copper braid, took a steel rod and pounded it into the earth till the station was grounded. He tightened loose fittings, resoldered connections, cranked down modulation, installed lightning protection. He neutralized tubes in my linear amp. Never worked right before, now it worked like a champ. A new low-pass filter cleaned up the TV. He corrected the settings in my TNC. He repaired the computer that would not compute and he backed up the hard drive and got it to boot. Then he reached really deep in the bag that he brought, and he pulled out a big box. A new rig, I thought. A new Kenwood, an ICOM, a Yaesu for me. If he thought I'd been bad, it might be QRP. Yes, the ultimate station. How could I deserve this? Could it be all those hours that I worked public service? He hooked it all up and in record time quickly worked 100 countries, all down on 160. I should have been happy. It was my call he sent, but the cards and the postage will cost 2 months' rent. He made final adjustments and left a card by the key. To Gary from Santa Claus, 73. Then he grabbed his HT, looked me straight in the eye, punched a code on the pad, and was gone no goodbye. I ran back to the station, and the pileup was big, but a card from St. Nick would be worth my new rig. Oh, too late for his final, came over the air. It was copied all over. It was heard everywhere. The hams, a Santa exclaimed, what a ham might expect. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good X. Hopefully you enjoyed that. It was only not only to Gary, it was to each and every one of you. Let me pause, and I am going to close. This is Mrs. Claus, and I want to say it has been indeed a pleasure today to be your moderator for the VOIP Santa Express and to share some very special moments. Mr. and Mrs. Claus want to extend holiday wishes from our home to your home, that all of my team, boys and girls, men and women everywhere, have a safe and joyous holiday season. We all want the same for this joyous season, and it is our hope that all receive those special gifts from Santa Claus this year. I want to again thank Santa's team, all the stations that connected, and all the boys, girls, men, and women for inviting South Cars into their home this year. So, on behalf of South Cars and the Santa Express, I want to close this session of the 2015 Santa Express and wish everyone a very special and safe holiday season. So at this time, I will return the server to regular amateur traffic. Happy holidays to everyone. Have a splendid Christmas and a very prosperous and joyous New Year with special Christmas wishes from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. Goodbye for now.